at this stage, what does the likelihood look like of the Tokyo Olympics being cancelled or delayed?
Look, there are two perspectives here. The first one is the official one from the IOC, and it's games on. This is the line that they're holding at the moment, that at this stage, the games will take place. But if you look at it closely, I suspect they've set a deadline there, and I don't know when the deadline is, but if things haven't been sorted out around the world, which is highly probable, they will postpone / cancel the games. Nobody quite sure knows at the moment what that actually means.
Now, I'm sure there'll be a lot of disappointed punters and disappointed athletes if this kind of thing doesn't go ahead. But in terms of the larger ramifications, what would they look like?
Look, what larger ramifications are if the games go ahead and athletes test positive and spectators test positive and it's an absolute disaster, well, it'll be, you know, it'll be a big dent in the prestige of the Olympic Games. So if we look at the example of the NBA, who are obviously a very, very highly commercialised and professional business, they've made a decision, a calculated decision, to say, look, all the games are off. So I suspect, you know, there'll come a time there, closer to the Olympics. Remember, we're about 4 months away from the Games, that they'll make a decision there to cancel them.
Well, last time the Olympics were actually cancelled was during World War II, when obviously all the participants were busy killing each other and couldn't sort of get together in a nice space like that. Is there any sort of alternatives that would be arranged or could be arranged if the Olympics don't go ahead as planned?
Look, it's funny you should say that, because actually in World War II, when in World War One, when the war was raging on the Western and front there, the British and the Germans aristocracy, even during the height of World War One, were talking about ways of ending the war by, you know, having the Olympic Games. Problem in 2020 is that the games are so highly commercialised, they're so big that organising and moving them are, you know, something that's logistically very, very difficult.
So in terms of, you know, arrangements that we would likely not to see, but would we see them cancelled altogether or simply delayed?
It's not quite clear at the moment. There's some kind of a clause there in the contract for Japan that the games have to take place in 2020. So they do have the option of moving them later on in the year. I don't know if that's feasible. I'm not sure if that can happen. But if issues associated with coronavirus are still around, I suspect we'll have that anomaly where we won't have an Olympiad. You know, pretty much with what happened in World War One and World War Two.
Well, Steve, as you say, I mean, I guess we will be waiting on that that possible deadline you mentioned there. We obviously don't know when that will be, but I'd say you're quite right. We're sort of waiting on tenterhooks at the moment. I do appreciate your time.
Okay, thank you.